This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Danya Bandabla. The headlines: Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman arrives in Adnan on a three-day visit. Union Minister of State for Road Transports and Highways Ajay Tanta reviews works of both central and state schemes. Union Tourism and Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Sikawat to inaugurate 13th edition of the International Tourism Mart for the Northeastern region in Gangtok today. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha says that state government is committed to showcasing Tripura globally through progress in every sectors. And now the news in detail. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman arrived in Nagaland yesterday on a three-day visit to the state. On her arrival at Dimapur Airport, she was received by Chief Minister Neferio, Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zemyang, and other leaders. Upon reaching the aspirational district of Kipere, the Union Minister was accorded a guard of honour. She visited the district hospital in Kipere and handed over advanced medical equipment worth 64.81 lakh rupees, contributed by the State Bank of India under its CSR initiatives. Sitharaman also flagged off bike ambulances, strengthening last mile medical access in the region. The finance minister also interacted with nurses and hospital staff, appreciating their service and dedication. During the visit, the union minister acknowledged the resource limitations faced by Nagaland and emphasized her commitment to securing substantial CSR's contributions for Nagaland. Today, Ms. Sitharaman will inaugurate the Government Industrial Training Institute and other projects in Kipere and later launch Samarth Student Advancing Mindsets in AI, Robotics, Technology and Digital Hardware at NEELIT in Kohima. The Union Minister of State for Road Transport and Highways, Ajay Tanta, visited Kangpokdi district of Manipur yesterday and reviewed the works of both central and state schemes. He was accompanied by high-ranking officials of National Highways Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited. A cultural event was also organized in connection to his visit to the district. Tanta congratulated the district administration and NHIDCL for their efforts in improving the highway connectivity, connecting Kangpokdi to Kohima, and mentioned that multiple work packages are in progress and assured that land acquisition issues will be addressed soon. He also distributed various beneficiary items including Ayushman Bharat card stationery under Janjatiya Gaurav, sports materials under Vatsalya and others. He interacted with beneficiaries and joined an event marking 150th year of Vande Mataram. Union Tourism and Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Sikawat will inaugurate the 13th edition of the International Tourism Mart, ITM, for the Northeastern region in Gangtok today. Chief Minister of Host State Sikkim Prem Singh Tamang, Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh Pema Khandu, and the tourism ministers of Northeastern State will also attend the program. The International Tourism Mart is an annual flagship event of the Ministry of Tourism designed to showcase the tourism potential of the Northeastern region to both domestic and international audiences. The 13th International Tourism Mart will witness wide participation from across the globe, with representatives from 19 countries including Spain, Thailand, France, Russia, Germany, Vietnam, among others. The 4-day event will bring together international tour operators, international influencers, 50 domestic buyers and sellers. The MART will feature a series of technical sessions, panel discussions, products presentation and B2B meetings aimed at fostering collaboration between domestic and international tourism stakeholders. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha said the state government is committed to showcasing Tripura globally through progress in every sector, health, agriculture, education and infrastructure. Speaking at Kamalpur in Dhalai district, after inaugurating 20 projects and laying foundation for two more, he said Tripura is advancing rapidly under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership. The Chief Minister highlighted improvements in law and order, creating a safe environment for investment and employment. He noted that Tripura is emerging as an educational hub and announced plans to develop Agartala, Udaipur and Dharmanagar as centralized smart towns. Emphasizing inclusive growth, he said development of tribal areas is key to building a one Tripura best Tripura. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha on Thursday virtually inaugurated 48 new residential quarters at Bhalai District Hospital and 10 Ayushman Arogya Mandirs, giving a boost to the district's healthcare infrastructure. Speaking at a program in Kamalpur, Dr. Saha said the government aims to take quality healthcare to people's doorsteps. The new facilities will ensure better medical services, free diagnosis and treatment in rural areas. Health Secretary Kiran Gite, MLAs Manoj Kanti Deb and Swapna Das Paul and other dignitaries were present on the occasion. Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main yesterday attended the first ever annual review meeting of the Hydropower Development Department, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, at the Golden Jubilee Banquet Hall, Itanagar. On this occasion, DHPD 2.0 was launched, approved by the State Cabinet on 13th May 2025. Under this, 96 new technical and ministerial posts have been created to strengthen manpower and field operations. The department is now organized based in Wise, Kameng, Subansiri, Siang and Dibang Lohit Tirap, with chief engineers empowered to oversee project execution and monitoring within their respective basins. Work allocation among chief engineers has been streamlined to ensure efficiency and coordination. Circles and divisions have been renamed after major rivers, reflecting the geographical and cultural essence of Arunachal Pradesh. Steps have been taken to enhance engineers' exposure to large-scale projects and to strengthen technical capabilities across all levels. As part of the ongoing celebration of the Janjatiya Gaurav Varsh, a plantation drive was organized in Arunachal Pradesh under the initiative of the Ministry of Tribal Affairs, Government of India, in collaboration with the Tribal Research Institute yesterday. The event was graced by Kim Dojini, Minister for Social Justice, Empowerment and Tribal Affairs, along with the Yumlam Kaha, Director of SJETA. The minister also visited and inspected the ongoing construction of the Tribal Research Institute office at Senki View, Itanagar. Mr. Jini expressed satisfaction over the progress of the work and appreciated the efforts of the department and the construction team. He further informed that the new TRI office is expected to be inaugurated within the next 3 months. The minister also urged the contingency staff to work with dedication. Government of India granted geographical identification, GI, registration for two traditional Lepcha musical instruments, Tumbok and Pumtong Pulit, giving a major cultural boost to the Lepcha community of Sikkim. The Tumbok is a three-string instrument, while the Pumtong Pulit is a bamboo flute. Both are integral to Lepcha folk music and hold deep cultural and spiritual significance. They were officially registered under the musical instrument category of the Geographical Indication Registry, Government of India, on 5th November. The GI registration certificates were formally presented yesterday during the first tribal business conclave held in New Delhi, organized by the Ministries of Culture, Tribal Affairs and Commerce and Industries. Ugen Palzor Lepcha and Namgyal Lepcha, who had submitted the GI tag applications for the Sikkim Lepcha Tumbuk and Sikkim Lepcha Pumtong Pulit, respectively received the certificates at the event. The 4-day National Tribal Film Festival and Carnival began in Manipur's capital, Imphal, as part of the Janjatiya Gaurav Varsh celebration. The festival is showcasing 23 tribal films from 9 states and celebrating India's diverse tribal heritage through cinema and culture. Manipur's additional Chief Secretary Anurag Bajpai said the festival aims to promote and celebrate tribal cinema, culture and creative expression from across the country's tribal communities. The festival will be held until 15th of this month at the City Convention Center and the Manipur State Film Development Society or MSFDS complex. Features films from Maharashtra, Odisha, West Bengal and 6 northeastern states are being showcased in the event. Janjatiya Gaurav Varsh is a year-long commemoration of the 150th birth anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. In Manipur, a one-day media workshop, Vartalap, was held at Hotel Imphal today. The workshop was organized by the Press Information Bureau, Regional Office Imphal, and inaugurated by Director of Information and Public Relations and NAHUD, Manipur, Naugam, Uttam Singh, along with Director PIB Imphal Dr. Ingam Pame, President of All Manipur Working Journalists Union Asem Bhakta, and Secretary General of Editors Guild Manipur Yumnam Rupachandra. The workshop featured three technical sessions on the topics arts and culture, youth fairs and sports and cybersecurity awareness, followed by question and answers question session. The workshop was held to strengthen the professional capacity of media persons and enhance their understanding of contemporary issues related to art, culture, sports and cybersecurity. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.